Welcome to the WBDG podcast. Today I'm joined by some very special guests, some classmates of mine. We'll go over each of them and ask about their school year. So first off, we'll start off with a junior class of 2024, Rock Reffitt. How you doing today, Rock?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing great. And then we're joined by 1 year senior, Mr. Kyle Stout. How you doing, Kyle?
I'm doing all right.
Good, good. And then we're joined by 2 year senior, Lucas McKee. How you doing today, Lucas?
Doing good, doing good.
And then finally, we're joined by the one and only, Owen Poley. How you doing today, Owen?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. So we'll start off with Owen here. We'll just ask again, Owen, you've done a lot this year, you know, with your different radio shows and then obviously, you know, calling games. Can you just real quick describe to us, you know, what the year was like for you?
You know, I was the host of the Sports Spotlight, a radio show in the morning that we turned over from last year. I was a co-host with Jackson White, but after he left to go to Ball State, I took over the show as the host, picked up some of my own guys as Lucas McKee joined me as well, and Max Gilly, but he's currently doing a show right now, one of the many shows that he does. But anyway, got to host the Sports Spotlight. I had a lot of fun on that. Also did All Gas No Breaks with Landon Nelson. That was really cool as well. Some of the cool things that I experienced this year, you know, I won an award for IBS, the Intercollegiate Broadcasting System. You know, we talked about the old Pacers mascot, the dog, Bowser, that people forgot about. That was really scary, but it was really funny as well, and we ended up winning an award. I qualified for some state awards as well, so that was cool there. Won some awards with WBDG, Outstanding Senior, and I won a couple things there with that, but, you know, calling football and basketball, got to call the state championship game where Ben Davis ended up winning in basketball to go undefeated 33-0 for a state champs. Football was really cool as well to be able to call some games.
Yeah, and kind of go into that state title game more. What's one thing you'll remember about it forever?
You know, I'll remember when everybody was cheering at the end. So after every Ben Davis win, when they would win by, you know, about 10 or 15, mm-hmm. That's what it seemed like they won by every time, everybody would yell, "We are," and then clap, BD. So that was really cool when all the fans were yelling that, and you just knew that Ben Davis was going to win the state championship.
Yeah, yeah, and then in that game as well, Kokomo kind of went on a run towards the end of the third quarter, going into the fourth quarter. I think they cut it down to 3 at that point. How nervous were you guys calling that game?
I was a little nervous there, definitely, because Zane had gotten into foul trouble. Flory Badunga wasn't in foul trouble at all at that point, really. So I got a little scared because I thought Zane was going to be out and Flory was just going to dominate completely. So a little nervous, but other than that, not really.
Right, right. Yeah, totally. And then some more questions. What's some football calls that will, you know, that are your favorite?
You know, two calls that I really enjoyed, or three calls, really. Two of them were on color. One was play-by-play. The two color calls that I liked was Lincoln Murph had about a 40 or 50-yard touchdown that sealed the game against Warren Central. I liked when Lawrence Central, or when Ben Davis hit the two-point conversion, they converted that to win 29-28 on Ben Davis' senior night over Lawrence Central after being down 28-0 at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And then my favorite call that I did on play-by-play was Elijah Precious' 80-yard touchdown to start off the game against Pike. They ended up winning that game by quite the margin.
Yeah, that was, I think the final score, was it like 52-0? That was the game we called at Pike?
No, it was about, I think it was 42-7.
Was it 42-7? Okay.
I believe so.
Yeah, it was, again, it was a one-sided dominant game. You know, Elijah Price looked for a minute like he probably was the best back in the state last year. And again, that was just really fun times that, you know, I'll, you know, really enjoy. Another one of the games that we called together was the Carmel game where we got all dressed up. You want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, so the Carmel radio kids always wear suit and ties. And, you know, we started this year against Carmel. When we would go broadcast at Carmel or against Carmel, we would dress up, you know, compete with some of the Carmel kids. So we wore some shirt and ties, and they definitely noticed. And that was a really cool game. And, you know, Garrett, you and I talked to some of those guys at the IASB Awards and, you know, really some really cool kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's just memories that you're going to keep for the rest of your life. Owen, finally, this is kind of your wrap-up interview. Just, you know, what are you going to take away that you learned from this class? What are you going to take to future or to college and then up and beyond from there? What's, you know, some things you're going to take away?
I'm definitely going to take the skill that I've learned and how to run like a board and work on your levels and the production value of everything and really a little bit of everything that I learned over the 2 years that I've been here.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Thank you so much, Owen. It was great to have you on. And again, we're looking forward to seeing what you can do in the future.
Thank you.
So now we'll flip over to Lucas McKee. Lucas, first off, just tell us about, you know, what you did here and, you know, over your 2 years.
So
last year. We'll start with last year, just to go in order. So last year, I had a show with my great friend Owen Poley, who's sitting to the left of me right now. Just spoke a minute ago.
Weekly Sports Talk.
Yep, yep. And it was called the Weekly Sports Talk. We had our friend Peyton Scholl, who was also on there. He was a senior last year, so he's not with us this year. He's still alive, but.
That's what I was like. Yeah, kind of laughing. I was like, he's not
that's
with
all
us.
You laughing. I was yeah, making sure had to let you guys know.
Yeah, that's what
alive.
I was thinking too. I was like, is he not?
Yeah, I didn't know what I should do.
He's still alive. So, yeah. So he was our host actually of that show. So he ran the board and everything. He was a huge Jets fan, but he was great last year. And then on that show, that's really all I did or last year. And then this year. As Owen mentioned it, we do have a show together as well, the Sports Spotlight, and we also did win an award, the IBS award. So
yeah, kind of dig a little bit deeper into that. You know, what did you win and whatnot?
We won the best sports talk show, and it was for our that Bowser clip that Owen was talking about. It was just because it was a funny clip, and I was just talking about like how scary looking he was, and like because I remembered how he looked, and I was like he was when I saw him on TV and commercials and stuff, I was like that's terrifying. So
yeah,
and then we started digging deeper more on the actual mascot and looking him up, and then we were like, well, we can see why he got canceled, because or taken away, because he was really a terrifying looking mascot. But
right,
I do understand why some people think he's sentimental, because as you grow older, he's probably not as scary looking to you, because like the kids, that's when I was young, I was thinking like, yeah, he was really scary.
Right. Yeah, that's for sure. And then again, you did Sports Spotlight, you know, twice a week. You know, just how cool was that, you know, doing that with the guys there, you know, getting to wake up and talk about sports every day, you know, just, you know, for class.
Yeah, I talk about this all the time when outside of school, just because my grandparents like to bring it up, like, what do you go to Ben Davis for? I'm like, I have a radio show, and then they actually listen. But I think the best thing about that, not only is it absolutely amazing, because talking about sports is what I love doing. Like, I love talking about sports. I could talk about sports forever.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly football and basketball, though. Mainly football and basketball. Definitely football, but I could talk about sports forever. And it was great. Maybe not as much waking up early, but definitely being here and having this as a class. And what I learned from Owen and Max is definitely put on a good radio show. Max has a radio show, radio voice. Max has a great radio voice.
Mm-hmm.
So does Ryan. Ryan got Ryan's voice is like. Very, very natural, though. That's just his voice.
Yeah, totally.
But being on the show with them, it was great. It's been a fun experience. It's sad that it's all coming to an end, but I'm glad that I know for sure that we'll still be in contact after high school.
Yeah, and that's what I was just, you know, what I've been most thankful for this year is just the people I've met again.
Yep.
These four sitting with me, you know, there's friendships, you know, and bonds that I'll keep for the rest of my life. I really will. And again, it, you know, it's just, you know, this summer we all have to get together. And Lucas, what are some of your future plans, you know, just for you and life in general?
Well, I know after high school I'm going to UPS because they have military benefits, because after the UPS I'm going to the Air Force. I already have my recruiter and everything. And then I am going to be going sometime either in – it's going to be either between October – November or next year February. It's all gonna depend on one thing. Can't really say on the podcast, mm-hmm. Personal reasons, but it's all gonna depend on one thing when I go. But yeah, that's my plans. I'm looking forward to the UPS for at least a couple months, about 3-4 months maybe. That's good money too.
Oh yeah,
and it has military benefits that comes with it
for sure.
So I'm excited for that, and then also excited for the military following my father's path.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome, Lucas. And again, you know, we'll obviously always be here for you. So again, just it's, you know, it was great getting to know you this year. And again, I feel like we didn't spend enough time together, but again, this summer, man, it'll be fun.
Absolutely.
So now we'll flip over to a Rock Riff It. Rock, just kind of explain to us, you know, you've been homeschooled most of your life. So explain to us, you know, what it's been like, you know, actually getting up and going to school every morning.
It's been a bit different getting used to waking up that early, but overall a good experience. I really like the people here, the classes, the teaching. It's just been a fun overall thing to do.
Yeah, for sure. And then you'll be joining us next year, correct?
Yes, sir.
So what's some things that, you know, you'll take from this year, you know, moving forward in this class?
Just to be more confident on there, mm-hmm. be out there. It's really putting yourself out there, putting your voice out there. And not being scared to share your opinion.
Yeah, for sure. I do agree with that. And then, you know, what shows were you on this year? You know, kind of do a rundown there. And then, you know, tell me just how the year pretty much went for you.
So at the start, I was on two shows. Now I'm only on one. I was on the Fly.
Mm-hmm.
Just parted ways for different reasons. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get that. And then what was your other show called?
Pass the Rock.
And then who'd you do that with?
I did that with Kyle, my boy Stout. Kyle Stout. Landon Nelson.
So Pass the Rock is a basketball show. Obviously you play basketball. But just overall, you know, what was your take back on your show Pass the Rock? You know, what's some things, you know, that you remember the most from it?
There was a lot of fun arguments, fun conversations.
Mm-hmm.
I loved arguing in the studio with Landon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about about the goat debate and whatnot. So
because Landon is a Jordan. I wouldn't say
he's a Jordan enthusiast.
He's a Jordan enthusiast, yeah.
Right, and again, you know, they've had some great arguments on again who the goat is. Rock, who is the best player of all time?
I'm not putting myself on a podcast saying that.
Fair enough.
I'm going to get jumped either way.
Fair enough. And then, Rock, obviously, as we move towards next year, you know, what's some advice we can give upcoming students?
Just kind of stay active. Don't get caught sitting.
Yeah, that's true. You know, again,
like you'll see a lot of people taking the good stuff and you'll be like, oh, I don't want to mess with the computers or something like that. But there's something cool you can do with all of it. Like, just find your way to create and learn and have fun.
Yeah, I totally agree there. Again, you know, that's something that I would tell them, you know, as always, you know, always, you know, kind of be on, you know, do your work, you know, again, be on radio shows. Again, just spread that media, you know, around. I think that's something, you know, that we will tell the kids, you know, come next year. Rock, any, you know, what are you going to take on to next year that, again, you've learned this year? And, you know, how are you just going to, you know, kind of move forward into the class next year?
I don't know. It's going to be a lot of the same, I feel like. It's just going to be
just we have
experience
to just
adding on to experience.
Yeah, just kind of, you know, step up for next year in a way. You know, just,
yeah,
you know,
have
become
to be
more
of a leadership role.
Yeah, that's for
I'm
sure.
I'm excited to do a few things, call the IMG game if I can on that.
Yeah, that will be fun. Again, you know, calling football games and again, you know, that's something I'm going to work on this summer is, you know, doing a lot more prep work. But now we'll go on to my other senior, my good buddy, Mr. Kyle Stout. How we doing today,
what's
Kyle?
Good? I'm doing amazing today.
It's his birthday.
It is his birthday. Happy birthday, Kyle.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Kyle.
Thank you.
We have some questions for you. Now, first off, just kind of tell us what you did at the radio station throughout the year.
So at the radio station this year, started off, I think we, I remember sitting behind you first day, you know, coming into this class, I didn't really know who I was going to roll with this year. You know, kind of, you know, don't let looks deceive you.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, y'all are some of my best friends in here.
Mm-hmm.
So, but blessed to do radio with y'all every day. But I remember sitting behind you, and we started talking about sports. We're like, hey, let's do a radio show. So I remember we created the playbook. I remember we got to restart that. Let's say he just played that in the mic, man.
Hey.
Just restart it. 16:40.
Hey, we became best friends. What about Ishmael? Actually, so 16:30.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Dude, we're not going to be able to. Okay, after.
We need to get to like 25
after
minutes.
After Kyle's done, I want someone to throw it off to me.
I will. I'll be okay. Like, hey, now I'm gonna. All right.
All right. So we're here with. All right, hang on. All right, 3, 2,
go.
One,
go.
So now we'll move on to Kyle Stout, a senior here. Kyle, just kind of explain, you know, how the year went for you.
You know, the year went very good. You know, prior to my expectations start of the year, I didn't really know who I was gonna roll with this year. Didn't know who's gonna be my friends, but luckily, y'all are some pretty cool people. Been able to do radio shows, podcasts with y'all. I remember I sat behind you the first day. We started talking a little bit about some sports, about, you know, Reds, Pacers, Colts, and whatnot.
I think didn't the conversation start off by Purdue and Kentucky's tournament? Last year, losing to the 15 seed St. Peter's. I think that's how it started.
We both lost to St. Peter's. I think I was wearing like a Kentucky shirt or something like that. So, yeah, it started off like that. We decided eventually we're going to make a radio show or a podcast. We didn't really know. Mm-hmm. We did both, ended up doing both, but... Yeah, we started out doing just the playbook, a really fun show with me, you, and Landon Nelson in here. Yeah, that was a great experience. You know, every Thursday morning, just woke up talking about sports. I remember we did it for Tuesdays a little bit during the NFL season to make it closer to the games, you know, Monday Night Football and all that. But that was a great show. I also did Pass the Rock. That Rock kind of went over a little bit. That was a fun show, especially this season for the Pacers is a fun season. A lot of young guys, a lot of excitement. So it was fun to just talk about that on the radio. And then the thing I was most proud of, probably excited for every day, was the Playbook Podcast with you.
Yeah.
That was a very, very fun show. Or, well, podcast, I guess, but still a show all in all. And, you know, that kind of gave us freedom to talk about whatever. I know there was never an episode where we didn't have things to talk about. We always had something to talk about. You know, we had our 40-minute-long episodes sometimes.
Yeah, we came in, you know, just kind of grinded it out. We're always talking about something, you know, NCAA tournament, college football playoff, the NFL draft. We talked about the NFL draft quite a lot. Just with the Colts quarterback situation. So that was one we talked about a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I picked, you know, in one of the first episodes of it, I picked, you know, Purdue to go on the road to Minnesota and get a W there, you know, to get their season going. And that's exactly what they did. And that, you know, later on compelled them to win the Big Ten West. So I remember moments like that. But again, you know, it's just those moments, you know, just coming in again, grinding it out. You know, complaining about the Colts, you know, seeing, you know,
I've checking never in. Complained about the Colts more in my life than on this show.
Yeah, you know, checking in, you know, with each other to see if Purdue and Kentucky had won the previous week was just awesome. So, again, it's just moments like that you'll remember for the rest
and also,
of your life.
It'll just be fun to look back because, you know, it's always going to be posted on Spotify. Mm-hmm. I can always look back at my, you know, unrealistic Kentucky expectations every single episode. Yeah. Unrealistic Colts, maybe... Maybe even the Reds. Shut up.
Yeah,
Owen.
we've had, you know, again, you're a little bit more of a homer than I am to my teams. Yeah. But that's, you know, something that we've always bonded on, again, that Purdue and Kentucky, you know, fanship. Again, you know, just spending, you know, dedicating a lot of time to both the football and the basketball program, a lot more than we probably should. But yeah, again, that's something that, you know, we have in common. But Kyle, you also, you know, broadcasted some games this year. How many did you do?
I did 2 football games, 2 basketball. I wish I did more. I just had a lot going on, especially with work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tough to fit them in, but they're definitely fun. I think I enjoyed basketball a little bit more. I did 1 game as play-by-play, which was tough. You know, it was my first time ever calling a game. Never really prepared. I probably could have prepared a little bit more. Mm-hmm.
Is that the Pike game we called?
I
used
the Pike game. Very, very fun game. You know, I remember first, second quarter, I was kind of messing up. I was going a little slow. Didn't know the players' names. But by second half,
yeah,
I was rolling
you got
pretty
it right.
well.
Yeah,
That was a very fun game, a little rivalry game. It was close, especially for a Ben Davis game with how good they were.
Yeah, that's true. And, again, I don't think I quite realized how big that rivalry was between Pike and Ben Davis.
I mean, yeah, we had Pike behind, you know, behind us. Just like going at it with the Ben Davis fans.
It was cool. And again, you know, I grew up in, you know, Brownsburg in the North Central area, and then you obviously Plainfield. So again, I don't really think that we ever it fully, you know, kind of adapted to us until we actually got there, you know, how big that game was. Again, Mr. Easter had told us, but again, I don't think it really, you know, kicked in until we went through security there and we see like just a packed gym and it's like, you know, it's still the JV game. So that's something that I'm yeah, like, that sure. was really cool to call that game.
Yeah, it was definitely cool. I remember we met DeJuan Jones after the
we
game.
We did.
He's
yep.
On the Cleveland Browns
Cleveland
now.
Browns, big
he's a Ben Davis alumni, which is really cool picture that we have.
Mm-hmm, yeah, with Keenan, who's in a TV class, Keenan, yeah. took that as well.
And also, us. I just want to speak like, Keenan's in a TV class, and all you guys know him. It's mm-hmm. like it's like all the people in here, like we all know each other. We're all cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's really something that like we spent like 3 hours every single morning this year
yeah.
with each other in here. And that's something Absolutely. Like you can't really take for granted because you don't know the people you're going to meet.
That's true.
So some really cool conversations, too. It's like talk about anything here.
Yeah, like and now that it's winding down, it's so bittersweet because, again, you know, obviously, I don't know what I'm going to do after, you know, this year. It's going to be Purdue or Ball State. I would love to go to Ball State with you guys. And, again, it's just – it's something to whereas I almost feel like I took it till granted till this last month, and I'm kind of, you know,
That's how I feel about school in general.
Yeah, it's like
– I've been wanting to graduate so badly this year, and then now it's like at Plainfield we had our senior week. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm going to miss the people I grew up with.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Like people in here, it's like I didn't grow up with y'all. Yeah, but I still, like, spent every day in here with y'all.
Yeah,
it's definitely.
I just
something.
Did the calculations on that, like 3 hours for how many days we have at school. That's 540 hours. But like, obviously, if you take out account for how many days, like if some of us are absent that day or whatever, but still, that's a lot of hours.
Right. Yeah. And again, it was awesome. You know, spending you know them with you guys, and again, it's just moments that I'm gonna remember for the rest of my life. Because again, you know, and I'm not trying to be you know all you know. All lovey-dovey, but at the same time, you know, it's just like it's you guys have made such a positive influence in my yeah. life overall. And again, you know, coming in here this year, again, I had my own problems. I've had my own problems throughout the years, you guys well know. But again, just, you know, to know I have a support group like you guys, it's going to, you know, it means so much to me. Again, Kyle, you in particular, I feel like we made a really good bond, and you and Keenan yeah. have introduced me to so many you know, great friends, you know, Andy, Ian, you know, guys like that, you know, guys that, you know, I'm now cool with. So again, it means so much, you know, just to be able to, you know, have met you guys, you know, this year. And again, you know, I hope, you know, that we're all close for the rest of our lives.
Yeah. Especially if you go to Ball State, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Continue the podcast there. I know they have podcast stuff there.
I'd be down for it. I really would be.
But yeah.
And I don't know. But again, I'm just so glad that, you know, I've been able to meet all of you guys
yeah,
here.
Yeah, everybody in here. It's like we all poke fun at each other and good fun and whatnot. But, you know, yeah, it's definitely a great experience overall.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to switch over to you, Garrett. You know, you've been interviewing all of us. Now I want to interview you. What did you take away this year? What did you do in radio?
Well, I've taken away quite a lot. Number one, you know, I'm on a few radio shows, All Gas No Breaks, which is fun to do with Landon Owen and Max, again, talking about IndyCar, you know, one of my favorite hobbies. So that's awesome that I get to talk about that all the time. So I'm super grateful that I got to do All Gas No Breaks. And then the playbook, it was, you know, it was an idea that we had. And again, I'm so glad we ran with it. Again, you know, doing the playbook podcast, coming in, you know, doing them for however long, if it was a 10-minute episode or it was a 40-minute episode, we always had the best time editing it down and putting it together again. And that's just something that I'll remember for the rest of my life. You know, us coming in, us grinding on the playbook podcast and yeah, to that nature. But again, I'm grateful. And, you know, obviously I got to do the playbook podcast and I got to call some games too. I did multiple football games, a few boys basketball, and then, you know, actually quite a few girls basketball games as well. I got to travel around to different campuses. I got to meet the guy that you introduced me to, Kyle, Rowan Ebert from your fellow Pacers fan. I got to meet him.
It's crazy the connections you can make nowadays. It's like,
yeah,
I was in a Pacers group chat with that guy. Really, I mean, he's a good friend to me. Mm-hmm. We talk sports all the time. It's like, I've never met him, and then you meet him at a broadcasting game.
He does Westfield. He's like what Owen and Max are for Westfield.
Yeah.
And again, you know, just to be able to, you know, meet him, you know, talk to him was awesome. Again, you know, he'll be back next year, so I'm sure we'll see each other next year at Westfield
sure,
game.
Yeah.
But again, I called the girls Westfield game. I met him. I called, you know, quite a lot. I called quite a lot of just, you know, random, you know, games throughout the year. Again, that one we did against Pike with Owen Poley was awesome. We saw Mason Reynolds and Tommy G battle it out at Avon. They hung in there the first half. Avon did. Again, he had one of the best arms I've ever seen in high school. So that was cool, you know, to watch that game, you know, to call that game as well. And then again, to call the Ben Davis boys basketball game. I don't really think I thought I knew how dominant they were till, you know, kind of halfway through the season. Owen and I called that Brownsburg game, and it was a cold, you know, winter night. And basically, Brownsburg had been off, and we had one more week of Ben Davis. But we came in, and I thought, because Brownsburg was the number two team at the state at the time, Ben Davis was one. And I thought we were going to see a really good game. And Brownsburg, again, it was packed because, you know, Brownsburg students travel everywhere. So I thought we were going to see a really close game. And Ben Davis absolutely just, you know, just took them to the woodshed and just, you know, absolutely dominated them. So that was the point I thought I kind of knew, you know, how good, you know, Ben Davis really was. And again, you know, it's just, you know, stuff like that. Again, doing the radio shows, calling the games, you know, that I'm going to take, you know, with me. I'm going to take, you know, Mr. Easter's advice. I'm going to prep a lot more next year, especially when I do call games. I'm going to do that a lot more. I'm going to, you know, just kind of, you know, do what Owen, Max, Ryan, those guys did for me. And I'm going to, you know, welcome the new class with open arms. Again, it's going to be a very fun year. And again, you know, there's just a lot of cool things. As Lucas pointed out to me, it was weird enough. We were in here, we're scrolling through our phones, and we found a photo that Rock took at McDonald's from 2 or 3 years ago. And I'm in the photo, and I you know, took a photo with them because I was talking to this random, you know, these two random kids. And again, we were just talking, and Rock, you know, pulled out his phone and was like, "Can we take a photo?" I'm like, "Yeah." So I, you know, put the peace sign up, and we were playing photo roulette, and it comes up one day, and there's me and Rock. So again, it's just such a small world, and that's one of the cool things that I will take away.
Photo roulette was very fun.
Yeah, it's just, you know, seeing Rock so randomly. But you know, to kind of wrap this, you know, episode up, again, I'm just so grateful to have known you guys throughout the year. I know, you know, you guys will do great things in life, the three seniors, and then Rock and I coming back next year, you know, we'll try to do our best to you know, make this radio station great. But, yeah, just once again, I'm just going to thank all you guys. Thank you so much for, you know, doing this with me.
It's been a great year.
It has been. And, you know, again, Rock and I are ready for the second. And, again, you guys are going to do great things in life. And, again, we always have to keep that bond. Always, you know, keep that group chat we're in on Snapchat. And, yeah, just move on from here. But, again, overall, what a great year with you guys spent.
Yes, sir.
So, thank you guys for listening. And for the final time, we are signing off. And I'll let Kyle finish it.
From Ben Davis Studios.